is August 7th already, 2020. Wow, Terry. Today was a barn burner.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Welcome to 2020.
Exactly. I'm your host, Mark Taylor, and my co-host, Terry Knight. So, Shauna is back.
Yes.
Surprise you?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I had a feeling she was coming back.
Yeah.
The other stuff that... There's more that surprised me, though.
Yeah, right, which we'll get into later.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
So, and this plays into it as well, the next topic. But Brooke announces to Ridge that she's going away. Now, that started yesterday, I think, already.
Mm-hmm.
There's just too much pain, Terry, for her. So she,
yes,
after she kissed Dollar Bill here recently or before the hiatus, the show was on. And mm-hmm. So now we're back, and she's still feeling guilty even after all this time off.
Yeah.
And so she tells Ridge she still loves him. He still loves her. And then, of course, I said, is this an opening for Shauna? And we'll get into that later.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly now it is.
Clearly.
Exactly.
But, but yesterday, Ridge is, like, all in.
I know.
With Brooke.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Okay.
So, yeah, but the other thing I wanted to mention was, did you also notice, I don't know if it was yesterday, it was one day this week anyway, where Ridge was doing some designing in his office, and he was daydreaming about Shauna.
Oh, yeah.
So there's something, feelings there, I anticipate.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay.
Oh, there's definitely some dish on that one.
There's some dishing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Steffi is the next topic. So Steffi, she's in a great deal of pain after the motorcycle accident. Clearly, it's typical kind of the bold when they hammer a subject. Now mm-hmm. it's just constant her, oh, my back hurts. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Something else is weird there because I started thinking, does she feel guilty about riding too?
I don't know.
Well, we'll have to get into that.
One of my predictions for last week, I think, was that she's got something more wrong with her. And I think I'm going to stand by that prediction.
I think you should.
Okay.
I'm thinking that there's got to be more because Steffi is super tough.
She is.
So...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Uh-huh.
So, next thing is Liam. I just wanted to mention this to you
to get
your thoughts, but he's been hanging around Steffi's a lot. What's up with that? And what's up with he and Hope?
I don't know, because I was watching that. I thought, boy, they are really distant.
Yeah.
And they should be so thrillingly in love. I'll tell you what, if that waffler waffles again, I'm done. Liam, you
threaten this, Terry, all the time. You're not done. You're like me when I say I'm done with the Minnesota Vikings. It just doesn't happen.
I know. Dang it.
So today, mm-hmm. Brooke and Ridge reunited, and we're going to get into that further. But interesting. I actually didn't anticipate that. What were your thoughts?
I didn't either. I thought that Ridge would still be, he wouldn't run to her that quickly.
Yeah, I agree.
That one surprised me.
Yeah, me too. So your favorite actor returned this week.
Oh, geez, Thomas. Yes.
He makes a return to bring Steffi some flowers and check in on her after her motorcycle accident.
Mm-hmm.
And my question for you is,
yes,
Madam co-host, what do you think of the beard?
Good.
You like it?
I like it.
I'm surprised.
I know. I'm surprised too. But I actually like it because I think it softens that another jaw guy.
Another chin?
Yes.
That's funny. You're right. I hadn't even thought of that, but I would agree with that.
It does. And his hair is longer.
Yep. You like that too?
I do. But I think he's got, for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. No, I know.
He's not
your type.
No, he's not. But he's he looks better, I think, with that.
Okay.
But I thought that whole scene when he walked in was so weird because Ridge is acting like, oh, well.
I know.
And yeah. I thought, what?
I mean,
because the last time.
I know, right.
You were furious with him and all of a sudden, well, it's okay. They've been talking and he's back in his corner. And
I
thought, okay, all right.
Yeah. It appears a lot of times that these actors and well, of course they are actors, but I mean, my point is the roles they play is they have short memories when it comes
to
when people cheat on them, you know, they're sleeping with their best friend and, you know, within a few weeks, everything's all hunky-dory and back to normal.
Yeah.
I.e. Brooke and Ridge. Yeah.
And what's Bridget?
Yeah,
when Bridget. And she's got a whole sister because of the infidelity her mother had with her husband. What?
I know.
Okay, that's just creepy.
The repeats brought all that back up for us. Yeah.
Yes.
I kind of forgot. You know, sometimes you forget some of that. But yeah, when they were going through the repeats, it's like, oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dr. John Finnegan, a new character, Finn.
Yes.
His real name is Tanner Novlin. He's also clearly showing interest in Steffi, dropping over to her home, etc.
Clearly. And I kept looking at him, and he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, he is.
I kept looking at him, and I thought, he looks familiar.
Did you research?
No. Oh. I suddenly remembered.
Okay.
So the Liberty Mutual commercial?
Oh, shit, yes.
Where he goes libbity-bibbity. That's him.
Oh, my gosh. Good pickup. I didn't. Now that you say it, I'm like, wow, absolutely. But I did not. Okay. So did you put that together today when you were watching the show?
I did. Because I knew I saw him. And I was thinking, it's got to be an insurance. It's that Liberty.
Awesome.
Liberty. Okay, that's it. It's Liberty Mutual. So,
oh, that's great. My only one that I like better than that one is thanks, lady. What is it, Navtar or whatever his name is?
Oh,
he's sitting in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him when I was out in South Dakota here recently.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he's sitting on the street corner. You know, he's sitting in one of those cages where you put in a quarter or 50 cents or whatever.
And
He gives you worldly advice. So I chuckled when I saw that out in South Dakota, out in Deadwood.
Oh, that's a hoot.
It's funny.
Jeez.
So that's a good call. So actor spotlight this week, Terry.
Yeah.
I had to do this because we had to highlight this actress because it's on my other favorite show.
Oh.
Jennifer Garris. And she joined The Bold and Beautiful in 2006 as Donna Logan.
Yeah.
And prior to that, she played the role of Grace Turner on The Young and the Restless.
Oh, I did not know that.
And I came up with that totally. I always thought it was another one of those where she looks really familiar. How do I know her? Well, then when the repeats were on for The Young and the Restless, here they went back to some of the old shows back in the early days, and she was Grace Turner. And I'm like, that's where it was. That's how I know her.
She's kind of a different... her character is...
I know. I agree.
...really loosey-goosey, almost non-existent, weird.
It's like a throw-in, yeah. Like it's like they need somebody to kind of fill time or, you know, fill a certain slot but doesn't really have a lot of substance to her.
Not since Honey Bear.
Right. But like today, not Honey Bear. But like today now.
For reference to people that are listening, of course, Honey Bear was the honey all over. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric, sorry.
That's good. That's good reference.
Yeah, but the visual's not so great.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, okay.
Well, so today, Jennifer, or Donna Logan on the show, she's wearing a passion. What'd you think of that passion pink dress she was wearing?
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
She's got some cleavage.
She does have cleavage.
And
I didn't notice. I mean,
I'm sure you didn't, Mark.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. It looked good.
Not too bad.
Look, you know, yeah. Go oh, get them, girl.
Yeah, no kidding. So, predictions. You want to start?
I'm not really sure. I think based on the show today, Quinn is going to get involved in this with Shauna's announcement about the husband thing. Because this I don't understand. He's still married, technically, to Brooke.
True.
As far as we know, he never sent those papers in. So.
Good point.
He can't be married again.
Right.
That would be null and void.
Right. Only in Utah.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. There you go. I hadn't thought of that.
No, you're right.
So unless Quinn finds those papers as
Ooh.
Ridge is moving out
Ooh.
And mails them in for him.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's my prediction.
So your prediction is she did that, that she, Quinn
yes.
mailed in those divorce papers and it finalized. That's brilliant.
Yep. Thank you.
Wow.
That just popped into my
that's
head.
That's really good. Anything else?
I do think that Steffi and Finn are going to get together, but I think he's going to find her on the floor.
Ooh. Overdose or
yeah.
just pain?
Pain. I think it'll be pain.
Okay.
But he's going to find, he's going to see the bottle, the pill bottle, and also wonder what's up.
Yeah, because clearly, don't you think it's empty early? Isn't that the message you were trying to send us today?
Well, that's what it seems like,
yeah.
but it's so weird because, like, when she was talking to Finn, she's just like, nothing. It's like, oh, yeah, doing
I
great.
Yeah.
And she moved fine.
I know.
If you were really in that much pain, you can't stop that look on your face.
You know,
I don't think.
Next
of course,
thing
it is a soap.
I know. Next thing you're telling me is Santa Claus isn't real.
I'd never tell you that, Mark.
Thank you.
Sure.
Spoil
what about
my Christmas.
You?
Okay, so
that.
Predictions.
Yeah.
Is this an opening for Sean? I brought that. We talked about that earlier. Clearly it is. I like your prediction. I think you might have nailed that. That would be, hopefully the writers are as sharp as you are, Terry, because that's a really good storyline.
It is. I like that one too.
So Dollar Bill, here's a prediction for you. Dollar Bill is going to fall back in love with Steffi. I think I hinted around about this last week.
Yes, you
already.
Did.
But I see that continuing. And here's the reason I think it's going to happen is because she's going to be really vulnerable right now because of her drug addiction that she's starting here. And I also predict that there's going to be another man involved, which I predicted earlier that there was going to be two. And the second one is going to be the one you've already predicted is Dr. Finn is going to make a move on Steffi.
Oh, yeah.
And clearly her role is expanding on the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's a good actress.
She is a good actress.
Yeah.
I was reading a little bit about her, and she's got quite a background. She's from Canada, kind of grew up in Canada, and then took acting school and everything up in Canada, and then moved, not so many years ago, moved to Los Angeles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's good. I like her.
I agree. Mm-hmm. So my other prediction is Thomas is going to make a move on Hope. We've already discussed this a little bit, but here's the opening, I think, that creates with Liam sniffing around Steffi, is that Thomas is going to make a move on Hope while Liam is concentrating on Steffi. And, of course, him being Mr. Helper, he's going to want to help her through her drug addiction. So he's going to be absent from Hope again.
Yeah.
And it's going to provide an opening for Thomas. Now, I don't know if that's a consensual thing or not. I can see Thomas stalking her and doing some weird shit, you know, just kind of following her around and doing, you know, weird things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right because, to bring him back like that, I almost kind of wondered if him and Sally would get back together because, you know, they dated for.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and I don't know. Oh, and I did like the confrontation Katie did with Sally.
Yeah, that was good.
That was
She's
good.
A good actress. Heather Tom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a former Young and Restless actress as well.
Oh, boy.
Back
it's
in the day.
It's just incestuous with those soaps.
God, isn't that strange?
Yeah.
So lastly, my prediction is, and it's not really a prediction, but we should say it here because not maybe all of our listeners haven't heard, but Sally, her real name is Courtney Hope, and plays Sally Spectra on The Bold and Beautiful. She announced recently that she's leaving the show. She did an interview and announced that, and I will make a prediction on that, however, though. I was reading comments around her leaving the show, and she, like you always say, Terry, you like her, and you think she's a good actress, and you think, and I agree with you, and that she could have expanded her role.
Yes.
And a lot of listeners or people that are commenting on it are saying they shouldn't, it's a big mistake. They shouldn't have canceled her. And I would predict she'll be back.
So, yeah, because I was going to say, was that her choice to leave or did they write her out?
She didn't say in the interview.
Oh, okay.
She just, I took it just reading the article that she did not have a choice, but she did not come right out and say that.
Okay, because she is a great character.
She is.
There
I
is
agree.
So much development they could do with her.
Yep.
And this, because this whole whiny thing was not her.
Right.
So I would like to see her come back.
Yep. Me too. I agree. And you know the people that were commenting on it were saying that you canceled the wrong actress, and that a lot of them think that Flo is a much weaker actress.
Yes.
In terms of just acting ability compared to Sally Spectra.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that, I think, there's going to be more trouble there between Wyatt and Flo. Yeah, I think so. There's no way they're too happy sappy.
So you're just thinking the writers are going to have to change it up.
They're going to create
a controversy, so to speak.
Oh, but I have to bring this one point up because I noticed it when Ridge and Brooke were kissing.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Did you notice how stiff the back of her head was when he was kissing her?
Really? Oh, are you thinking it was the doll?
I'm sure it
was. Oh, my God. I missed that. I'll have to go back and watch it.
You'll have to go back. You have to go back and look at it. And it was
I recorded it, so I have to go back.
Yesterday's episode, I think, was the one that I immediately thought, oh, my God, that is a total doll.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, because in the hair doesn't look right. It looks a little synthetic as well. And I thought, oh, my God, that had to be so weird for Ridge to wrap his lips around that doll.
So do you think it was on today's episode or yesterday?
I think it was on both.
Okay, I'll check that out.
Yes. So when he kisses her and you see her back, the back of her head, you're going to go, oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. We'll have to, I'll have to check that out. We'll have to dish on it next week because I did not catch that. The only thing I was going to say, though, Terry, is that I've seen probably three different scenes lately where they break from the actor.
Yes.
And it's usually the actress is on the show, is a regular. And then they bring in what I'm assuming is their partner, you know, husband or boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And they kiss. You can, like you've said this before, the facial hair doesn't match. Sometimes the shape of the face isn't quite right. So you know damn well that that's a stunt double being thrown in there.
Boy, that's a rough job, isn't it?
Oh, I know. Where do you sign up for such a thing?
Well, you're taller than Ridge.
That's
the
true.
The original Jaws.
Yeah, I could talk like this and try to listen, baby.
Ooh.
Yeah, pretty
Boy,
good, huh?
Hollywood's going to be calling now.
I know, especially with this being out there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, enough excitement for this week, I think, huh, Terry?
Yeah. I'm going to try and take a breather.
All right. You should.
All right.
Until we dish again.
Keep it sudsy.
And we're out.